This is the Middle Country Public Library podcast. Hello and welcome. I'm Sal DiVincenzo here in the studio with my fabulous colleague, Sarah Fade.
Hello.
Nicole Rambo.
Hello.
How is everyone doing this week?
Great.
So we're going to jump right in. We have some interesting things to talk about, hopefully exciting and educational and entertaining things to keep you here on the channel and to keep you watching for at least 30 seconds. Yes, everybody, we can all hang out for 30 seconds. No, I'm kidding. No, but we do appreciate you watching.
And look, we didn't sing in the last episode. I meant to sing.
Oh yes. Well, yeah.
Will that keep you here for 30 seconds?
Yes. Maybe we'll, yes. Maybe that's what we should do. We should have you sing the first 30 seconds because people will stay for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we have an opportunity to do it in this episode, Sarah.
Yes, because you are doing some sort of music things.
Yes.
Oh, boy. So, look, if you are watching on YouTube, we'd greatly appreciate a subscribe. Our numbers are going up, and we appreciate that. So please hit the subscribe button. We'd greatly appreciate it. I keep saying that over and over again because it's what we are appreciative. Anyway, Nicole. Okay. Nicole, I'm stuck in a loop here. Why did you go first? What do you have for this week?
Okay, so once again, Sarah and I are co-hosting.
Oh, great.
Which is what we do. Nice. So we did pick a similar topic, and again, Sarah picked it. But I'm going to go first this time.
All right.
So it is movies that are about music or music making,
movies,
right? Am I saying this right?
Yes.
And Sarah specifically, when I asked her what she was doing, and she told me, she said, that I like. And I was like, oh, movies about music? And she's like, yeah, that I like. And she said that multiple times.
That I like.
That was the caveat to this. It's not just any movies, the ones that Sarah likes. Mm-hmm. So these are ones that I like as well.
Okay.
And these are skewing towards the younger crowd, where Sarah's obviously is more for adults.
Okay.
But these can be enjoyed by adults as well.
Oh, very good. Yeah, sure.
Very good.
So the first one is Mr. Holland's Opus.
Never seen it.
Really?
Never seen it.
Really?
Oh, it's great. So
I would like it, yeah.
Yeah, it was came out in 1997, and I went on Common Sense Media, which I've talked about before plenty of times, and kind of looked to see what they say about the movie, because like what I
we appreciate
remember.
That, yes.
So they're saying it's for 10 and up.
Okay.
Which I think is appropriate. And so it is about, so Richard Dreyfuss plays Glenn Holland, a young aspiring composer and musician who takes a position teaching a high school music class and hopes of saving enough money to play as a career. And then they have a baby who is born deaf. And this was like a huge blow to him. He can't like hear the music that like his dad and like kind of their relationship. It was such a wonderful movie.
It was good.
So good. Yeah. And then it says eventually Holland comes around, acknowledging his faults and makes amends by designing a concert that both hearing and non-hearing audience members can enjoy.
Hmm.
Is
that based on a true story?
Cry thinking about it. No.
No. Okay. No.
Is that a Disney movie?
Is it Touchstone? Maybe it's Disney by way of another movie company.
Right. It doesn't say it on here.
Okay, sure. That's all right. It feels like it is.
Yeah.
The second movie is one of my all-time favorite movies ever.
What is this?
That Thing You Do.
I agree.
I know.
I concur.
Because it's a good movie.
A fantastic
Doing
movie.
That Thing You Do. Oh, it's so good. You've seen it?
I have that soundtrack, too.
Really?
You've never seen that? No, see that?
That's with Tom Hanks?
Yeah. It's really, really
good. We should
do,
you know what we haven't done in ages? Is a movie chat.
Oh, yeah. We could do this
we
on.
Do
I don't
that
know, because I don't want Sarah
getting angry at us.
Yeah. I don't want to hear her opinion. I want to enjoy it forever.
I might really like it too.
I'm not taking the chance.
Yeah,
statistically, you're not going to.
Yes.
I'm gonna watch it now.
Okay. but it is a great movie. Again, Common Sense Media says 10 and up. And it's a 60s movie, so in 1964, Guy Patterson worked at his father's appliance store until a freak accident sidelines a local quartet's drummer. Then Guy's secret passion for jazz and percussion blooms, and he turns the dull ballad, That Thing You Do, into a pop hit. He and the other guys in the Wonders or the Oneaters.
Oneaters, that's right,
get a manager, change the spelling of the band's name, cut a single, and suddenly find themselves touring state fairs, playing on television shows, and acting in a movie. They have it all, but can they keep it together to cut another album, or will they go from being the Wonders to just another one-hit wonder? It's very cute. It's very good.
Written by, and I think directed, right? Did he direct it? Definitely wrote by Tom Hanks. Written by Tom Hanks.
Oh, wow.
And he's fantastic in the movie, and everybody else is fantastic in the movie.
Steve Zahn's in it.
Steve Zahn. Who is it? Giovanni Who's Drew BC?
Yeah, that's a good cast. Liv Tyler.
Oh yeah, she's good in this movie. I like it. Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Well, Common Sense is 10 up. Yes.
No, she's sweet. She's sweet.
It's a good movie. Yeah. This one I haven't seen, so, but it is a Common Sense selection for teens. Oh. So, and this one's called Sing Street, and this is for ages, yeah, it does look, and when I read it, I was like, oh, that sounds good. Ages 13 and up. This came out in 2016, so it's a little bit more recent. Mm-hmm. And it says, in Sing Street, life as he knows it is about to change for Connor, a 15-year-old Irish teen living in 1980s Dublin with a stoner older brother and a studious sister, parents who can no longer contain their disdain for each other. Sounds right.
Perfect.
The economy is in dire straits, and neither mom nor dad has a job that can sustain the family's upper middle class lifestyle. So Connor is transferred to a rough and tumble school run by the Christian Brothers, where a walk through the courtyard can mean a punch to the head. And where there's a foreboding sense of the end of the road. Thank heavens for music, to which Connor escapes regularly with his guitar and songs. So that's about that. And like I said, it was the pick for the Common Sense selection, and it's ages 13 and up. And last two, School of Rock, which you've seen that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
This goes out in 2003. This is for ages 11 and up. Right. It's with, I know, right? It's crazy.
No.
Yeah. Jack Black. He is like a kind of a loser, like musician, and his roommate is a teacher who gets called in to be a sub, and he kind of picks up the phone call instead, and he goes and starts subbing at the school, and then he's makes a little band with all the students, and they're very good and very funny. It's a great movie. This is ages 11 and up. And then for our older teens who like Jack Black, that might be the Jack Black you're used to, but he also has another movie. This is for 16 and up, so this is for our older teens.
Tenacious D.
Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny. This came out in 2006. I remember seeing it. I enjoyed it. It was funny.
Yeah.
This is about JB, who's Jack Black, a young hayseed from the Midwest who shocks his conservative parents with his rock music. Banished to his room, JB gets a sign telling him to go to California to become a rock god. In Venice Beach, he meets slacker and guitar virtuoso KG, Kyle Gass. The two become friends, get stoned together, and decide that he's become the world's greatest rock band. No easy feat, especially when the rent's due. So they plot to steal what might be the answer to their prayers, a magical guitar pick that's on display in a rock museum 300 miles away. On their journey, their friends encounter magical worlds, strange creatures, and even the devil himself. Will they become the band that single-handedly changes the course of rock and roll history? One thing's for sure, the two righteous dudes have a lot of gross, raucous fun trying.
I think it's interesting because this also goes along the lines of Flight of the Conchords, where it's music written kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's actually good music.
Yeah.
And Tenacious D is like that, and Flight of the Conchords is like that too. Yeah. So yeah, good.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Those are ones for some kids and teens and movies about music that I enjoy. Except for Sing Street, I didn't see.
Great.
All right.
Sarah. Okay. So Sarah's going to talk about music that she enjoys, movies and music that she enjoys.
Yes.
Only Sarah, though. You might not enjoy this.
No, you will.
Okay. Sarah has impeccable taste.
You definitely will. You must.
I don't think that you have picked a movie that I didn't like.
That's true.
I know.
That's true. She picked a bunch of good
ones. Yeah, she does pick good movies.
Except maybe Men.
But that was good.
I was thinking about that movie the other day.
Men, yeah.
Well, I don't remember why, but I was thinking about it.
And we go,
yeah, what made me? Oh, it doesn't matter. But yes, I was thinking about
it. But it will stay with you and you'll think about it.
Yes.
It will definitely stay with me.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
So, okay. So one of the movies that I particularly like is called High Fidelity.
Okay.
All right.
Nice. Yes.
Music obsessed record store manager John Cusack, also Jack Black is in this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Has a rankings list for everything in his life, including his top five breakups. When his girlfriend leaves him for an arrogant new age therapist, he tries to win her back. But first, he must learn to show her the same passion he and his crazy coworkers have for vinyl. So Jack Black's in it, Lisa Bonet, Joel Carter, and Joan Cusack, co-star.
Nice.
Did you watch the Hulu show?
No, I did not.
No, okay.
With Lisa Bonet's daughter, Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
No, but it's highly enjoyable. Lots of music.
Yeah.
Okay. I have not seen that one yet.
Did you see that when it came out? Was that like formative for you?
I don't think I saw it when it came out, but it's definitely one that
you
I
really
enjoy.
Like, yeah.
I like John Cusack, so
yeah,
definitely.
I think you'll like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check it out.
The Commitments. In the north side of Dublin, Jimmy Rabbit aspires to manage the world's greatest band with only one music in mind, soul. Mm-hmm. By advertising for applicants in a newspaper and asking around to promising acquaintances, Jimmy holds auditions at his parents' home and assembles a band together. Unlike his idols, though, Jimmy's band is all white. With the help of Joey the Lips Fagan, a veteran musician who answers the ad and joins the band and who has unlikely stories about meeting and working with famous musicians, Jimmy begins to whip the members into shape, gradually coming together beautifully on stage, only to have the group fall apart in a clash of egos. Mm. Super good soundtrack.
Super good soundtrack.
There's actually two of them.
Oh,
I have, yes, more music from The Commitments, right? Mm-hmm. So I've seen this movie. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it when I saw it. Obviously I'm a big U2 fan, so I thought it was kind of, you know, the Irish music scene and whatnot. Yeah. They have like a little joke about Bono in there. kind of forgettable though for me. I don't like remember it. Mm-hmm. Like I saw it, I know I enjoyed it, but it's not like something I would go back to. Oh. Sorry, Sarah.
Well, that's okay. For those people who have not seen it, you should watch it. Okay. The other one is called SLC Punk.
Ooh.
It's 1985, and Steve-O is that rare animal, a punk rocker in the Mormon stronghold of Salt Lake City, Utah. He just graduated from college with honors, and now his life is a nutty roller coaster ride of rock shows, stealing cars, beating up rednecks, and nonstop partying with his buddy, Heroin Bob, and his girlfriend. But with the scene getting lame and Steve-O going nowhere fast, he has to put his punk ideals to the test with a choice between no future, quote unquote, and Harvard Law School. What's a guy with blue hair supposed to do? Fueled by a classic punk rock soundtrack and hilarious, energetic performances from Matthew Lillard, Michael Gorgian, Leaving Las Vegas, and Annabeth Gish, SLC Punk is one punk's madcap search for a way to grow up without selling out. So that's nice. Also very enjoyable. It's kind of a cult classic.
I was going to say, like, I've never seen it, but I know, like, I feel like I've seen clips. And, yeah. Like, it's such a classic.
And Matthew Lillard was Shaggy, right? That's where I think that was his breakout role.
I think it
was. No, it was Scream. No?
Oh, Scream.
Yeah,
Scream.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Hackers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
He's like one of those ones they don't realize is in so many things.
Yeah. And he kind of fell off, but he came back with five fuzz.
Freddie Fig. Oh, is he in that?
Freddie.
He was in a TV show too. The Good Girl, The Good Girls, whatever. I like that show. Yeah. Like that kind of. Mm. Yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. Well, there's a movie with John Green. I'm not going to say it, but it has Freddie. Oh. Anyway, with fingers and Freddie. Oh. It's completely different.
Right. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Fine. Let's that be the next one. Movies with fingers.
Yes. Some finger movie.
Okay. All right. So this last one, this is an indie sort of movie with my man Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've also picked some good Ethan Hawke movies for us to watch.
That's right. Yeah. His wonky tooth. But okay. So it's called 10,000 Saints. Okay. So this is actually a very, very good movie. If you remember New York hardcore, you're young. You were not into hardcore.
No.
So, set in the 1980s in the punk-fueled East Village, New York City, 10,000 Saints is a coming-of-age story that captures the pain of growing up, self-discovery, and finding your identity. When Jude, Asa Butterfield, is sent to live with his estranged father, Les, who's Ethan Hawke, he soon forms an unlikely surrogate family with Emil Hirsch, Johnny, and a rich uptown girl, Haley Steinfeld. Trying to hide a secret in a neighborhood on the verge of riots, including an eclectic mix of straight edge and punk music, 10,000 Saints is a love letter to the bygone era of New York City. So this is I don't know how many of our listeners and subscribers are into New York City punk rock hardcore.
Yes,
but
a huge group of people.
You never know. I know it. So And also, it's a good movie, so you don't need to know punk rock or hardcore music. And it's not like in it where you'd be like, oh, I don't like this because I don't like the music. It's a good story.
Yeah.
And I was very surprised. You know, there was funny because there's a little thing in hardcore, right, where there's like Hare Krishna hardcore.
Oh, wow.
And you wouldn't think, but it's anyway.
So cool.
It's in here.
Yeah. All right. Neat. Ethan Hawke too.
Yeah. So those are my picks. But it's funny because I was thinking there's a movie, and I have to think of it. I'll put it in the notes. But it's really good. It was about an Aborigine all girl group,
Oh, cool. Yeah. I feel like I've definitely.
Yeah, and that's a really good movie, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But it's like in the 60s, so it reminded me when you said the thing you do.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's kind of like that, but it's like Australian. Cool. And they like tour, and there's like one girl who's better than the other girls.
Oh, cool.
But it's very good.
Nice.
Put that in there. Cool. Thank you very much, Sarah. Mm-hmm. And thank you all for sticking with us if you did. And if you did, hit the like button because we like that. And hit subscribe. So this way we can build up our audience here on the YouTubes. So if you want to listen to older episodes or read our show notes, visit our website, mcplpodcast.com. And if Sarah updates the blog.
I do update the blog.
It is blog.mcplpodcast.com. I know you do. I'm being silly. I'm being a scotch. So, definitely do that, and you'll get some more additional information about what we talk about here on the show. So, thank you so much.
I don't know if I do all that, but I update it.
Yeah. I don't know, additional, maybe a didacted version.
Exactly.
Nicole said.
Yeah. It's all
Periscope.
Good.
Yeah. Sarah said. It's all,
yes. Hard. So thank you so much for being with us this week. For Sarah Fade and Nicole Rambo, I'm Sal DiVincenzo. We'll see you on the next show.